a graduate student doing my graduate work at Mississippi State University. As Dr. Reddy mentioned, I'm looking at some influences of nitrogen on growth development and yield for the transgenic cultivars. The research that I conducted was done on the North Farm research station at Mississippi State University in Starkville, Mississippi. And there's an introduction. Crop growth and yield development, as everybody knows, is very sensitive to nitrogen supply. Nitrogen deficiency does a few things for cotton. It limits growth, yield, and affects the fiber quality. Excess nitrogen application also would cause cotton rank growth, has high input costs for the farmers, and some environmental problems associated with that. The objectives of my study was to investigate the effects of nitrogen nutrition on cotton growth, development, and yield on the four transgenic cultivars grown widely in the U.S. Mid-South. The treatments I used, as you can see, was 0 pounds of nitrogen per acre, 50 pounds of nitrogen per acre, which was applied at the second true leaf stage. I had 100 pounds of nitrogen, which was split applied at 50 at the second true leaf stage and another 50 at the first squaring. And similar with the 150 pounds of nitrogen per acre was split applied also at 50 at second true leaf and 100 at first squaring. The cultivars that I used, I selected some commonly grown cultivars used by the farmers. The Delta Pine Triple Nickel is real famous, Fibromax 960, Stoneville 5599, and the SureGrow 215. All of these were Bolgard Roundup Ready varieties. The design I used for my experiment was RCB design with four replications per treatment. I had 64 plots total. The plot lengths were 50 feet in length and 8 rows wide. And I also planted on a 38-inch conventional row spacing. The nitrogen we applied, it shows a picture of how we applied it here. It was we used a liquid nitrogen, 32% UAN, and it was applied to each row based on the applications I showed earlier. Cultural practices such as, you know, weeds, insects, tillage. We followed the MSU Extension Service guidelines throughout the experiment. We also applied irrigation once each year in June to both experiments. We used polypipe irrigation and we irrigated alternate rows. We took various measurements throughout the experiment. We emergence dates, squaring, flowering, bowl opening dates. All those were measured on a 1 meter row of plants throughout each of the plots. We took some destructive harvest measurements. We took those also on a 1 meter section in each plot. We measured the heights, nodes, leaf area, squares, and bowls, along with plant components, dry weights, and all this was measured and saved. At the end of the season, you can see here, we box mapped 1 meter in each of the plots. It's very, very strenuous work, but we wanted to do that to look at each position for yield and some other things in lint fiber quality. Our final harvest at the end of the experiments were taken at 152 days after emergence and 143 days after emergence in 2005 and 2006, respectively. The four center rows of each plot were harvested using a machine harvester. Lint samples were collected from each plot, and we used those for fiber analysis. And some of my results, kind of want to lay the foundation for the years we were working with here. If you look at the temperature data, you notice during the growing season, we had a little bit higher temperatures in 2006 than we did in 2005. Not a lot, but just minor differences in temperature. But if you look at the rainfall, there was really big differences here in the rainfall, particularly in 2005. We had a lot more rain than we did in 2006 throughout the growing season. These slides show the leaf nitrogen samples that we took and had sent off for mineral analysis. We averaged these over the cultivars and also over the treatments for both years. There wasn't a huge difference between cultivars, but between years there was a big difference, and we attribute that to the rainfall, the high rainfall we had in 2005, leaching the nitrogen, available nitrogen from the plants. This is plant height we took throughout the growing season. Again, there was some differences between the years, but more importantly, we have, you know, plant height was responsive through the nitrogen treatments, increased plant height with increased nitrogen treatments. And the leaf area index, which is usually a more clear indication of your nitrogen, we averaged over the cultivars, as you can see, the increasing nitrogen increased leaf area index also. The lint yield we had, there was about 920 pounds per acre in 2005 and about 1,310 pounds per acre in 2006. So again, we had a difference between years, but the triple nickel performed better in both the years than in some of the other varieties. And looking at the nitrogen and the lint yield averaged over the cultivars, you can see with the increased nitrogen application, increased yield as we expected. And this is the bowl distribution patterns. We wanted to take a look at how, where the yield, increased yield was coming from. And this is the samples that we took from the box mapping. You know, as you can see, the thing to look at is the Delta Pine had higher, you know, late, it's more of a late season maturing crop. So, you know, higher up in the nodes, there was an increased yield, and that's where a lot of the increased yield for the Delta Pine 555 came from. And as well as, if you look over, averaged over the nitrogen treatments, you can see the Delta Pine in 2006 was the same effect. Nitrogen and bowl distribution patterns, again, we're looking at averaging over the cultivars. You can see the 100 and the 150 nitrogen had the increasing bowls in both years. 2006 again had more bowls, and that's where our increased yield comes from. To kind of summarize what we saw, lint yield increase with higher rates of nitrogen, of course, across all the cultivars. That response we feel was cultivar and weather dependent. Higher yields were associated with the greater early season plant growth, and our bowl distribution patterns, which I showed, varied among the cultivars and the nitrogen fertilizer rates. Low nitrogen treatments produced fewer bowls in the second and third position. We saw that, and the plants seemed to reach cutout much earlier than the other treatments. Yield enhancements at the high nitrogen treatments were augmented by more position and two and position three bowls. And as I said earlier, the 555 Bollgard Roundup Ready variety that Delta Pine has, it has a longer fruiting period. That's been shown in the literature, and it produced more bowls at the higher positions on the plant, resulting in greater yields across the nitrogen treatments both years we did this study. And if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer. Yes.
Yeah, you said you only irrigated one time each year, but you showed some pretty drastic differences in precipitation from 2005 and 2006, and the yields were off in 2006 too.
Yeah, we irrigated we felt based on agriculture practices from the USDA guys. Had some advice from them. We irrigated both times in July. It was real dry early when we planted. We irrigated, and then 2005 everything seemed to be real good, and then 2006 we just had tremendous amounts of rainfall, so we didn't need any irrigation in 2005. We had the extra rainfall. 2006 it seemed the ground was wet enough and the plants weren't stressing, but it obviously we had some nitrogen leaching, and that attributed to the low yields in 2005. Any other questions?